Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Baby, you're the meaning in my life.
You're the inspiration. You bring me. How about Brett, baby, I'ma want you? Grammatical mistake that turns into a love song. Baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you. The cheesy love songs that you're not afraid to admit you like continue to come in. My friend Anna DeVlantis from the Royal Con Show joins me now. Do you and David, your husband, do you and David have a song?
Yeah, we do. Al Green.
Let's Stay Together?
That was the song we sang at our wedding, and there's a little cheese factor to it, but we both love it.
It
makes us dance every time.
Aww. It's Al Green. And look, at some point, if you get really sick of David, there's a lot of breakup songs that I could suggest.
No, she's not going to get sick of David.
No, I said if it happens.
Yeah.
That's all.
Nice. No, don't know. It's Valentine's Day, Steve. What kind of a thought is that?
Well, because it's Valentine's Day, it's time for the annual retelling of the terrible Valentine's Day present that you were given by a boyfriend. This came up at the auto show years ago. By the way, Ashley's here. Ashley, you interned on the show, and you met several times. Say hi to Anna.
Hi, Anna. How's it going?
Good.
I don't know if you remember me, but I remember you.
I do. And I don't know if you ever heard the story, though, Ashley. Did you ever hear it?
I don't think I have, so I'm excited to hear what happened.
It'll definitely make you feel good about any bad gift you've ever got.
Well, okay. Here's the background. Anna would never see anything bad about this gift or this individual, who obviously is no longer in her life.
Right.
But they were dating for a while, and she came in, and I casually asked what person that remains nameless got her for Valentine's Day or was getting her for Valentine's Day, and she told me, and my head exploded.
Oh, no.
And I then talked about it for 4 hours nonstop.
You don't think you overreacted at all?
No, I thought my reaction was perfect.
And you're still talking about it.
Yes, I am. This is what you don't get for Valentine's Day for the woman in your life. And what was the gift?
Well, it's a cautionary tale, you're right, because it was a practical gift, and it was windshield wipers.
That's right. What? Wiper blades.
Windshield wiper blades. Blades,
right.
Yes. Exactly.
Right, blades. Not even the windshield wipers themselves. They were the blades.
The blades. Yeah, well, the wipers hopefully were still on the car. The blades. The blades.
Replacement parts.
Yeah. Replacement. He bought you replacement parts for your windshield wipers.
He thought it was a loving thing to do because his theory was it was helpful and he was recognizing something that could improve my life and that I needed. And he thought that that was the appropriate thing to do.
He then obviously heard about, because I was ranting about it on air, heard about it. So he and I had never met. So fast forward, it's 2 weeks later. I'm at a Hawks game in a box. And I see this guy. By the way, he was way too short for you. I don't know if you're aware of that.
All right, now.
I didn't care.
Yeah, so he's talking to a group of people. I go to get a bottle of water out of the refrigerator in the suite, and I hear him go. And then I'm listening, and Steve Cochran is killing me.
He was so mad at you.
Yeah, and I tapped him on the shoulder. I go, how you doing, Steve Cochran?
Yeah.
So we had a laugh. I had a laugh. He had a fake laugh. And I think you guys broke up probably within a couple of months, didn't you?
Oh, it wasn't long after that. Now, so in his defense, he said he owned a flower company.
Uh-huh.
So because he owned a flower business, he said that it would have been too easy for him to give me flowers. So that wouldn't have worked and that wouldn't have been acceptable in his mind.
Well, here's the thing. The only two gifts that you can give are flowers and wiper blades. So obviously he went with column B.
Did he put the blades on, though?
No, that's the other thing. He didn't even put them on.
That's what I was going to ask.
Because at least if he puts them on, he's worried about your safety.
My husband got me a car starter for Valentine's Day.
That's
a couple. No, it's not. No, it's not, because
See?
That he gave me a chore. He didn't install it. He just gave me the box. I don't want a chore. No girl likes anything for their car.
Because now you have to go find someone to put it in.
Yes.
You're going to feel weird about it because you don't know if the guy's taking any of the cleaners or not. You got to go find the mechanic. Right. Is he overcharging me? Is he not overcharging me? How long is this going to take? It's not something I plan to do with my day. All of those things.
Same with Anna. I got one of those. I love my car starter, except my husband did have it installed.
Oh, well, there you
yes.
go.
Yes. It was a great gift.
See, that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally different.
General rule, a practical gift, especially early on in a relationship, it just doesn't feel right.
I'm telling you, he could have gotten you so much more. He could have gotten you so many romantic things, like one of those those vacuum cleaners that run like a robot and go around. You know, things like that.
Oh, although I do feel like the story gets worse every time we tell it, so apologies to the guy. He doesn't live here anymore, so he doesn't matter.
Oh, please, he listens every day, you know. He listens especially on Valentine's Day because he knows it's coming up again. How are things with Ro? You still on that show?
I still on the show.
Yeah. Sound great.
We were at the auto show yesterday, so the wiper blades didn't come up then. Probably should have.
No, but because Ro is too busy telling stories about bad gifts that he got. So.
He has some stories, that's for sure. He's got a lot of stories. But I would just say in general, I mean, and ladies, back me up on this. I'm not sure that we really love practical gifts. You've been married for a long time and you know that you want a juicer or a blender or something like that, then that's something you kind of know already. But early on in the relationship, gosh, I just don't know if the practical gift works.
No, definitely not.
Dave, any questions?
So what would, other than flowers, which you opted out of,
It's very simple. All men should listen to this. It's extremely simple. Whether you've dated someone for 2 weeks or been married to them for 25 years. Just listen. Listen. Just listen to what they say. Listen to what they're interested in. Just listen. There's always something there. And go backwards to the point where you were trying every trick in the book to get their clothes off.
No.
And buy something then.
No. What do you always say? Get something little. And if they say, I don't want anything, what's your rule?
If they say they want nothing, keep a gift handy. If they say, well, don't make a fuss, jewelry. If they say, yes, a gift would be really nice, second mortgage on the house, trip somewhere.
Perfect.
Just something that says you love her.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. All factual.
Simple.
All right, Anna DeVlantis this afternoon with Ro Khan. Happy Valentine's Day. We love you.
Happy Valentine's Day. Bye, guys.
Bye,
see
Anna.
You later. Yep. She's just as difficult as always, isn't she?
She's the best. Poor thing.
I don't know what to do. I mean, I thought I had it figured out. Now I'm lost.
Well, it's not that hard. It's really not that
just
hard.
Just do jewelry. We like jewelry or candy.
And as simple as we are, you should write those tips down, really. Yeah.